You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors who care for people with cancer. In today's podcast, we'll discuss a type of medical care called palliative care. In addition to treatment to slow, stop, or eliminate cancer, also called disease-directed treatment, an important part of cancer care today is relieving a person's symptoms and side effects. It includes supporting the patient with his or her physical, emotional, and social needs. This approach is called palliative care. Other phrases you may hear include supportive care or symptom management. Palliative care can be used at any stage of a person's illness and is best integrated into a patient's treatment plan as early as possible. People often receive disease-directed therapy and treatment to ease symptoms at the same time. You may hear the term hospice care used interchangeably with palliative care, but they mean different things. Hospice care is provided when the person is expected to live 6 months or less, while palliative care is used at every step during a person's illness and treatment. Palliative care focuses on the following four goals. Goal number one is to treat pain, nausea, and other physical symptoms caused by cancer or its treatment. Number two is to care for a person's emotional, social, and spiritual needs. Number three is to address a person's practical needs, such as financial concerns and transportation. And goal number four is to provide support for the patient's family, friends, and caregivers. Palliative care can be given in a variety of places, including your doctor's office, the hospital, cancer center, long-term care facility, or your home. It often involves a team of healthcare professionals who work together to provide the best care. A doctor usually leads the team and makes the treatment plan. Nurses give direct care to the person with cancer and may act as the liaison with other team members. A social worker can help with financial issues and arranging family meetings, while a dietitian will help ensure that the patient's nutritional needs are being met. A person with cancer may need a physical therapist to help maintain and improve the ability to move and perform daily tasks. And a chaplain or other religious advisor can help with a person's spiritual needs, while a mental health counselor provides guidance on the emotional well-being of the patient, family, and friends. Talking with your doctor or another member of your healthcare team is a good first step to learn more about palliative care. Don't be afraid to ask questions or ask for details about your specific diagnosis and treatment plan, including how these may change over time. And you are always encouraged to talk with your doctor and other healthcare team members about physical symptoms or emotional and practical needs you may have and how they can be managed to improve your quality of life. For more information on this topic, contact your doctor or visit www.cancer.net. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.